Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What the progressive saw was an unparalleled opportunity to sow chaos and to push for their vision of essentially, let's cut through the nice language, a culturally Marxist society.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hey, everyone. So you're wondering where my friend Mike Lindell is? Well, guess what? He was actually creating the My Slipper. It's like walking on clouds, right? Don't forget to use the promo code Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and you will receive 40% off of your My Slippers. Your whole family's going to love it. I just returned from California, Antelope Valley, where the cartels have actually set up shop and have started illegal pot farms, basically these huge cannabis farms, illegal grows in Antelope Valley in the middle of a community that is now under siege by various cartels. It's the craziest, most incredible story. And I had it as an exclusive on Sean Hannity and here on the Sarah Carter Show. That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm also going to be talking about the crazy, crazy people birthing story issue. Women, have you heard about this? Men, have you heard about this? Apparently there are birthing people. I don't understand, like birthing people. We're not allowed to say women anymore, or women aren't the only ones giving birth. We'll talk about that crazy bit of information, kind of woke up in the nonsensical world again soon, and how lawmakers are spending all their time debating that while basically cartels, including the Chinese cartel, Mexican cartels, Russian cartels, Armenian cartels, Laotian cartels are setting up shop in California because obviously they've defunded the police so much, nobody's even taking care of crime anymore. That's pretty interesting. We're also going to talk about all the great stuff that Twitter and Facebook are doing, how they're trying to protect you by censoring just about everything they think they need to censor on the conservative side, but yet Ayatollah Khomeini Jr. and Iran are free to wage jihad on Israel. That's fine. That's fine. Wage jihad, destroy Israel, destroy all the Jews. That's actually okay. But God help you if you want to read one of President Trump's tweets, because that could just turn the world upside down, right? Isn't it nice to have people babysitting you, fascist corporations? That's just a little bit about what we're going to talk about on the Sarah Carter Show. And a real big shout out to all the law enforcement officials out there, to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, to Texas Department of Public Safety, Lieutenant Olivares. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you, Sheriff Villanueva of California, Los Angeles County. I know what you're dealing with. You have so much on your plate. I just wanted to send that shout out to you. Before I go on and talk to you about one of the best organizations that sponsor this show that I know. If you're anything like the millions of other frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to that other senior organization, want to support an organization that actually takes responsibility and action, then join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Guys, I love AMAC. It's the fastest growing conservative 50 plus organization in America. In just a few short years, over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. Many of you are here with me. You are followers of the Sarah Carter Show. You've downloaded it. You're supporting AMAC and supporting this podcast. AMAC offers the alternative to just about every other benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda. I stand with AMAC and I hope that you will too. I encourage you to join AMAC today at amac.us/Carter. That's C-A-R-T-E-R. That's AMAC.us/Carter. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join amac.us/Carter today. Where do we start? Oh my gosh. Border policies. And these are Biden's border policies. And they are literally fueling a sprawling cartel-linked pot-growing operation inside California, inside the Antelope Valley, and by the way, also in San Bernardino County. Now, this is, for those of you who don't know the area very well, it's really interesting because the Los Angeles County is huge. It's huge. And to get to Antelope Valley, I mean, you go even past, right on the edge, Santa Clarita, which is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And Congressman Mike Garcia, this is his district, and it encompasses the Antelope Valley, which is stunning as well. But it's a very desert-like community. It is a desert. It is part of the eastern Antelope Valley area that encompasses part of the northern area of Los Angeles County. Many people who live in Antelope Valley actually don't even feel like they're part of LA County. I mean, they've been residents out there for a long time. It's very rural. I got to tell you, it's a kind of a neat feeling when you get out in the desert and you see all these beautiful Joshua trees, gorgeous red rocks, the rolling sand, rocky dunes with beautiful cactus. And I love the Joshua trees because in California, if you've never seen one up close and in person, they kind of almost look, they're not like saguaro cactuses, which are really cool too. And you can kind of like imagine them being people. But Joshua trees are the same way. They always look kind of like happy, like all their branches are kind of going up in every direction. They almost look like they have arms. So it almost looks like they're all dancing out in the desert. It's really fascinating. They're very old. They're very protected, environmentally protected. I mean, the EPA has all kinds of restrictions on, you know, you cannot cut down a Joshua tree. You have to get all these permissions. There's a lot of animal life and plant life in these deserts that are protected, and water is scarce. Water is scarce. But believe it or not, there are communities out there, they've been there for a long time, that grow alfalfa and hay, other products. Onions used to be a big part of the Antelope Valley, something that agriculturally people would grow. Now there are very few farmers left in the Antelope Valley. Very few farmers. But it's still a rural area, and it's an area where a lot of people go. Some retire, some have been living there their whole lives. They have these beautiful homes. You know, they love the sunsets. I've talked to a lot of residents out there. They love living that desert life, but now they are being invaded. The cartels are coming to their town. They have set up shop. They are their next door neighbors. They are threatening them. They are literally taking over the Antelope Valley. And in the past several months, illegal, not legal, illegal marijuana cannabis grows have spread all over the Antelope Valley. And they're not trying to hide them. The Mexican cartels, the Russians, the Chinese, you know, the Laotians, whoever else is out there, an entrepreneur wanting to grow some pot, they're not trying to hide them. These are sophisticated operations, and they're doing it right in their face. I want you to listen to this clip. This was from my time up there in the valley, and this was on Sean Hannity's show. I'm investigating this sprawling cartel-linked marijuana grow. I want you to hear what we were talking about while we were in a helicopter over the Antelope Valley, looking down, and as far as the eye could see, just these illegal grows with people in like Alfa Romeo cars and super nice SUVs and trucks loading up their illegal, marijuana to ship it. And I'll talk a little bit about that afterwards and how much money they're making.
Directly off our nose is a large warehouse, kind of the 1130. Yeah. The inside of that is nearly 40,000 square feet. We're in 20,000 plus plants inside that alone as plants. And this one has already had a harvest out of it, and they've put plants in. You can actually see the plants in the ground underneath where the tents are up. You can see one, two, three, just a handful of plants. So that one's just been harvested.
If you look out there at 2 o'clock, you see all those little light gray, every one of those little light gray white specks is an illegal grow, right? Assuming there's weed in there, but they're not growing petunias or tomatoes, probably. I mean, that's literally hundreds right there just in that one segment.
And no one can do anything about this, apparently, because they're doing whatever they want.
The bottom line is that our local law enforcement across the border are just understaffed. They're under-resourced right now. This all costs money. Anytime someone's coming after these illegal marijuana grows, they're not going after fentanyl. They're not going after violent crimes in our neighborhoods. And it's a tax on public safety, both directly and indirectly.
You know, the new directives coming out of the White House to release people, to not make arrests on criminals. I mean, that's got to affect what's happening here, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you don't enforce the laws, regardless of what they are, you're encouraging people to break the laws, right? And what we're seeing on our southern borders, a humanitarian crisis now, we're seeing people suffer. We're seeing people come across the border illegal. We're seeing local residents suffer as a result of that along the border. But now this is the border crisis basically in our backyard, some, you know, 300-400 miles away from it. And it's affecting everyday Americans' lives right now. It's not good for Americans. It's not good for those who are here illegally.
I got to tell you, it's so stressful. That was Congressman Mike Garcia. I was with him in California, and I want to thank him for being so forthright and really fighting for his constituents. I went out there. I was talking to the folks on the ground, neighbors. I was at a town hall. I met with people who literally cannot believe what has happened to their community. They have reached out to everyone. They finally reached out to the congressman. The congressman couldn't believe what he was hearing. He went down there. This was in August of last year when he first started hearing about this, and has been the biggest advocate for his constituents. You can't even imagine. This man is out there on the ground every day doing exactly what a lawmaker should be doing, protecting his constituents, listening to them, and fighting for them. When I talked about Biden's failure at the Biden administration, President Biden's failure to actually enforce the laws, what I was talking about is this, and I don't know if all of you out there have seen this story, but in February, basically Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, had to issue new guidelines to their agents, and it asked them to sharply curb arrests and deportations. This is what the problem has been. So not only do we have a lackadaisical border, a border that's wide open, porous border, where people are literally coming across and saying, hi, border, you know where Border Patrol is? Because I'm here to turn myself in. Because I just walked all the way from Honduras or took a train or whatever. And I've been, you know, in the hands, in the possession of drug cartels and human traffickers. And now I'm here and I'm just looking for some respite. I hear Biden has the door wide open. Where can I go? Literally, people are turning themselves in. They're not trying to run away. The ones that are running are the ones we should be concerned about. And there's a lot of those. But there's a whole slew of people that are just turning themselves in. So with this new directive under ICE, these new operational plans, they basically, agents were just no longer looking to deport immigrants for any crimes, even DUIs or, you know, any other, imagine any other issues. And I have to explain this to you so you understand. Usually, even when it's a crime, a real crime, like, for example, drug sales, like in they're an illegal immigrant, or sometimes it can be as far as aggravated assault or something like that. When they charge the illegal immigrant, they could charge him with a far lesser crime. That's what happens. That's what I'm talking to Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials about. You know, the DA will then charge him with like trespassing laws or something like this. They won't give them the full charges. So it looks like the person that you're holding, right? The person that ICE is holding has these little aggravated misdemeanors. No, they're not. It's like literally aggravated assault, right? Or something like that. Or something to the effect of like they've been deported like three times before, or they've been caught drunk driving four or five times. But it doesn't actually reflect that. It doesn't actually reflect that on their arrest record. So there's people that are being kept. So driving under the influence, assault, crossing the border, and they let them out of jail, even with felony convictions. Even with felony convictions, sometimes they're just setting them free. You can't even imagine that this is happening, right? Well, it is happening. It is happening in all our communities across the country. The reason why I went to California, the reason why I did the show from there, and not only is this an excellent example of a story, but even the congressman said it himself. You know what? This border situation, right, isn't just about the border. It's about what's happening in all our communities because of a border that is out of control. Listen to this next clip. This is me talking to the residents in Antelope Valley. We only used one clip on Sean's great show last night on Fox News. We only used one clip. I wish we could have used all the clips because it was just, it's stunning how many people have been affected by this. Listen to here.
Oh, it is absolutely a new level of operations because it's so brazen, Sean. I can't begin to tell you how stunning it was when I was up in the helicopter with Congressman Garcia and the detective looking at, I mean, just miles and miles and miles of vast, sophisticated, illegal grows worth tens of millions of dollars. For the one that you saw in the video, the big warehouse, there were 20,000 plants in there. That one warehouse alone was $30 million. And as I've said, they've become extremely more brazen. They're not afraid of hiding it. They don't hide it because they don't feel that they'll ever be held accountable for it. And they continue to sell their product, not only across the United States, but according to law enforcement, they're moving millions of dollars, if not billions, overseas. And we don't even know where that's going. Let me give you an example. Residents in that area had said to me that they were threatened openly by some of the people that were working on the grows. And while I was there with Congressman Mike Garcia, people actually came out of the grows and started filming us, trying to intimidate us. In one instance, a car literally peeled back as fast as they could when they saw our cameras and escaped and went back into the grows. Let these residents tell you what they're living through, Sean. It's unbelievable.
There are people out here that are connected to the drug cartels in Mexico. I mean, that's got to be pretty intimidating.
Well, that's what makes me uncomfortable about it is because I know that they don't have any regard for human life. And if anybody gets in their way, they wouldn't think twice, you know, about knocking you off. I just don't think that they would even think twice about it.
She's absolutely right. And the reason why we filmed these two residents, almost every single resident I spoke with in silhouette, and without basically showing their faces is because they're terrified that standing up to these cartels now and making this so public is going to endanger their lives. And that's something that we have to think about. That's something that everybody is thinking about when they're dealing with people like this, people that basically have no moral line. And on these grows are a number of people. In fact, over 95% of the people that work on those grows are illegal, and a number of them are in servitude. That's what the detective told me. So it's not like when you think about this, when you think about the border, when you think about the people that are coming over, when you think about, oh my gosh, you want to be the best person you can be. You want to open up America. You want to bring me your poor, your hungry, your huddled masses, when you think about that and the Statue of Liberty, that is not the way to do it. Perpetuating the evil of the human traffickers and the drug cartels, like the left, like the Biden administration is allowing to happen, is not the way to do it. These people are being taken advantage of. They are used by the drug cartels. They are used as pawns by political players. They are used. And some of them lose their lives. In fact, in the area of the Antelope Valley where I was at, and in just that area, and the reason I keep stressing that is because San Bernardino apparently even has more grows than what I saw in Antelope Valley. And that's just got to be insane. I can't wait to cover that area. Seven people, though, that they know of so far, law enforcement officials told me, have lost their lives, have been killed in that area since all these grows came in. In one case, for instance, there was a man who was basically working as a slave on one of these marijuana grows. Now, mind you, this is in America, not in Mexico, not in, some third world country, in the United States of America. And he was killed because he called his wife to let her know that he had arrived safely to this grow facility. And because he did not have permission to call out, apparently they took that as pretty serious and they killed him because this is a billion-dollar industry. Let me put it to you this way. one of the main warehouses that we saw actually, or greenhouses, could actually house about 20,000 marijuana plants. I think that's what they produced that year. And the detective told me that those 20,000 plants that were produced and harvested totaled about $30 million on the market, on the open market. So $30 million. Think about that. That was just one of those facilities. There are about 1,000 there that we know of. Other gangs are gutting out houses. In fact, they're purchasing homes. Real estate in the area is soaring because what the cartels will do is if they want an area or the gangs, they want a particular home. Maybe it's got a barn in the back. Maybe it's a big enough house. They may see the home for sale for $350,000. They'll actually offer $550,000 to buy the house. And now all of a sudden you have illegal marijuana grow in your neighborhood. At night, people are coming in and working. Some of them are carrying weapons and they're harvesting the marijuana inside the house that they gutted. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what is happening?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I was talking to Congressman Mike Garcia. I'm going to give you kind of a timeline on this, just a quick one. But it was actually September 2020 when the congressman started to receive all of these calls from people in the Eastern Valley. They were basically saying that there were illegal marijuana grows that started appearing that year in their area. Property crimes rose. There were attacks by vicious dogs guarding the grows on the residents there. So, you know, they have guard dogs and they also have men with weapons. We saw people on the grows. I didn't see any weapons. We were actually intimidated, though, by a few of them who came right out of the grows. As I was interviewing the congressman, pulled up right alongside us and put a cell phone camera in my face and put it in our face to say, hey, you know, we're filming you. And I was like, yeah, I'm filming you too. So, you know, goes both ways, right? And I'm not the criminal. But that's what they did to try to threaten us. And, you know, they didn't know who we were. They didn't know it was, maybe they suspected it was a story about them. So anyways, the congressman started receiving all these reports of individuals at the grows with automatic weapons, verbally threatening local residents when they tried to get near them. In fact, one resident that was in an altercation, verbal altercation with some of these illegal growers or these cartel guys actually was targeted by these cartels and his house was literally shot up. So like for 20 minutes, one of those cartel guys just stood there and just started like unloading his weapon. I mean, this is like the Wild West, right? It's like the Wild West. So then it comes October 2020. The congressman meets with these residents in this area of Llano. He's discussing the illegal grows. While he's at this meeting, one of the growers literally shows up and sits in the front row and like stares him down, trying to threaten him. Again, guys, not Mexico. Again, this is not Colombia. This is Antelope Valley, California. How does this happen? Residents also report that the growers are loading up their harvested crop during the night just to hide their activities. They're not hiding the fact that they're there. They're just trying to load them up in the trucks because, you know, they're moving these trucks across the interstate to sell them to sell or to get them on shipments. Oh, by the way, even more interesting, several months ago, basically a runway shows up in the middle of the mountain desert in between Antelope Valley and San Bernardino, far from like all the residents, but out of nowhere, a runway for airplanes, for aircraft, a lit up runway shows up right there. No joke. No joke. And guess what? Nobody can do anything. Nobody's done anything, hardly anything. Because what? California has basically gutted law enforcement. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who I was speaking with when I was there, was like, look, $145 million defunded. We're trying to get people out there. He's not going to let this happen. In fact, he promised me that they have a solution and it's coming real soon. A lot of people are going to be very mad. A lot of people are going to be very happy too. The people that live in those communities are going to be very happy. And the sheriff sent that warning. But the sheriff's department was aware of the grows and they've made some effort to try to stem the activity, but they just didn't have the resources, like he said. They didn't have the resources. One of the things that they did do was they stopped a trailer carrying approximately 1,000 pounds of illegal marijuana. Okay, so they got that. They got the drivers and the vehicle were undocumented. They got the tags. That was a big bust. But they're doing that all the time. They're sending out these trucks. In fact, when we were there, trucks drove by us. Just drove back and forth, like leaving the grows. In fact, some of them waved at us. It was like, okay. Look at that. There it goes. There goes more marijuana. There and the money that's going overseas, we don't even know what that's being used for. I talked to a detective, an undercover detective, that said they've traced some of the money that goes back to Armenia, basically to fund a conflict, an internal conflict in Armenia right now, is going back and forth to be funding that conflict. Can you imagine that? We're subsidizing some kind of a crazy war in Armenia. Oh, and when I talked about the Joshua trees, just so you guys get an idea of how complex this situation is, they don't even care about the environment, right? So this is like, I loved this. Lance, the cameraman out there on assignment with me, he was like, this is the cannabis rush. Like, remember the old California gold rush? He said, this is the cannabis rush of the old West. It's like, nobody cares. People from everywhere are trying to rush in and grow as much, you know, illegal cannabis as possible. And then they're just depleting and destroying the land. And by the way, because water is so precious there, you know, everybody has a certain amount of water that they can use. Well, guess what these illegal growers do to the farmers? They hook into their system. They hook into their wells. They deplete them of water. And then they're stuck paying the price for this. And they're stuck paying the escalating costs of overwater usage. And in California, that is a huge cost. Huge cost for everyone. Huge cost. In January 2021, the funds provided by the DEA grant had been restarted after the deputies reached a previous funding cap in November of 2020. And what I'm talking about is the fact that they just can't even pay the overtime right now. Even the money that they get from the DEA, they can't even use that funding, only to a certain extent. I believe it's around $19,000 a year in overtime per officer. They can get that overtime in several months. So now I want you to think about this. Imagine that you're living in this community, you know, inside the Antelope Valley in an area that's pretty remote, far, maybe 20 miles is your nearest police station or sheriff's office, and you're surrounded by illegal grows and you're elderly. And what are you going to do? How do you stand up to these people? How do you fight back when the police aren't even there? I mean, it's just like when you can't even get the cops there. So the reason I covered this story is because I want to warn all of you. This is not what I'm talking about here is about the border being in our country, about how we are all affected by what happens at that border. It's not just a McAllen, Texas problem. It is not just a Yuma, Arizona problem. It is not just a, you know, Juarez, El Paso problem. What is happening at that border, that crisis at the border, and don't let the Biden administration deny you this. What is happening at that border is all of our problems. It is the reason why, and I talked about this before. I know I've talked to you about the opioid crisis. I've talked to you about the fentanyl crisis. And I saw, what bad laws, bad lawmakers, terribly broken system in California. I'm not talking about Mexico. I'm talking about California does to a community, does to a society, right? Our lawmakers' hands are tied behind their backs. Our children are dying of drug overdoses, 90,000 drug overdoses last year. You want to talk about a tragedy? Think about that. Think about what's happening in our country. Think about the fact that, you know, even if our kids get a purchase like an Adderall on the street, thinking it's actually a prescription Adderall, that they could be picking something up that was made in Mexico in the back of some shack or in some trailer or wherever with enough fentanyl in it to kill an elephant, and our kid just took it. And now we see that this is happening in our own country. Residents are living under siege. Living under siege in Antelope Valley, California. And Congressman Mike Garcia is doing the right thing. He's like, wait a minute, you know what? You're not going to listen to me? Guess what? I'm going to go to the media, and then I'm going to go to the federal government, and then I'm going to go to the LA County Sheriff's Office, and we're going to point our finger at the DA and at the Board of Supervisors that defunds the police, and we're going to make you responsible for the people in this community. And if anyone loses their life, and if people lose their property, I mean, you're going to be responsible for it. So what are you going to do about it? That's what he's doing right now. He's holding everyone accountable, even himself, and saying, look, we are going to do everything we can to help our community and to help the people. And this is a multi-pronged problem, because like I said, not only are the people suffering in Antelope Valley and the farmers, but what about all of the people that have been trafficked into the United States? I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker leftist Pelosi, because she doesn't even believe in anything. She believes wherever the power takes her. She is only where the power is. If AOC and the rest of the squad threaten her, she just caves right into them, right? But I want you to hear Nancy Pelosi's discussion on how great Biden's border policy is.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden.
We're on a good path at the border. Do they expect us to believe this? I mean, really? We have common sense. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, guess what? No matter what you say, no matter how many times you say that lie, it doesn't work because it's a lie. You need to listen to the people that live in the communities across the United States, by the way. First, why don't you and Vice President Harris take a trip down to the border and actually talk to the people along the border? Then I want you to go to Antelope Valley. Wait, by the way, that's California. That's your state, House Speaker Pelosi. How come people, Americans, have to live under the threat of cartels? How come cartels and gangs from Russia and gangs from Armenia and gangs from China, and God only knows what this money, how it's being laundered, where it's going overseas, the kind of poison that they're putting out in our country, because none of this is regulated. It's not like somebody grew some pot in their bathtub and they're just smoking it themselves. This stuff is in the middle of the desert in these ginormous greenhouses. They're expediting the growth of these marijuana plants so that way they can turn them really quick. They're not giving a four-month cycle. They're at a two-month cycle. Two-month cycle, because that way they can get them in, get them out. And they're using pesticides and everything. So this is not a legal grow. These are illegal, and this money is being used for nefarious purposes. So first, I suggest you and Kamala Harris, who Biden somehow put in charge of a border she's never been to, go to the border, then go to Antelope Valley. Then why don't you take a trip down to Ohio and some of the other states and talk to moms and dads whose children have been found dead at home because basically they, you know, either for the first time took some Adderall from a friend and didn't know it was laced with fentanyl. By the way, irregular warfare, folks. Chinese love to pile the fentanyl into our country. And now the Mexicans are doing it too because they wanted to get in on the business. So they're making it there in Mexico. So why don't you and Kamala Harris and invite the squad if you want, AOC, Rashida Tlaib. AOC had a lot of crocodile tears when she was at the border when Trump was president. Invite them all and go sit down with some parents whose children have been murdered by the drug cartels. The same people that you're allowing to make billions of dollars by Biden's horrible border policy. Horrible. Not even horrible, disgusting, inhuman. I don't even know if there's a word for this. You don't care. You can't. If you know the truth, how can you say you care about American citizens and our national security? Or how can you say you even care about the people being trafficked into the United States? And I'm talking to you, Nancy Pelosi. Because I know all of you out there have common sense. Americans see right through this. At least most Americans do. Most Americans understand. This mess at the border right now is Biden's broken border. He owns it. It's his. It's his to own. The buck is going to stop at his desk. And the fact that he tried to blame President Trump on this is laughable. President Trump is not perfect. But the fact that he tries to blame this on President Trump is laughable because under President Trump, this was not happening. Children were not being trafficked into the U.S. the way they are now. And by the way, those numbers this year are expected to exceed our expectations. Over 200,000 now. I was looking at those numbers. First, we thought 120,000. Then I'm looking at statistics that say over 200,000 unaccompanied minors, over a million people in the border heading to the United States. I'm going to have Congressman Mike Garcia on the show with us very soon. There's going to be a lot of developments with this story. This is a huge, huge story. And all of us need to be paying attention to every single one of you. You see something going on in your neighborhood, you speak up. What was happening in Antelope Valley, the only reason it's going to stop is because the good people of that community have enough courage to stand up and fight back. That's why it's going to stop. That's, they were the squeaky wheels, boy. They were the squeaky wheels. They're like, Congressman, you better do something about this. You know what, Sheriff, you better do something about this. My kids better be okay at the end of the day because I'm not going to put up with this. That's what they were saying. And something happened. So remember, you have the power. You have the power to make things happen. Now, of course, they're smart. They don't like run out there and try to, you know, be a vigilante and do it all on their own. They're not out there, you know, risking their lives or their family. They're doing it in the right way. They're contacting local law enforcement. They're standing up for themselves. They're contacting their lawmakers and they're making it happen. That is my story from Antelope Valley. And that's what we're doing here at the Sarah Carter Show. We are taking the story back. We're saying, hey, sorry, leftist media. You can't spew your big lies because guess what? We're going to go out there. We're going to find out the truth and we're going to expose the truth. That's why I started the Dark Wire Foundation. That's why I believe in the stories that we tell at sarahcarter.com. And that's why we do what we do here. And I hope you all get a chance to see. If you didn't get a chance to see Sean's show, it's at Fox News. You can go to foxnews.com. You can also see the story at Fox News website, foxnews.com. You can find the story there under my bio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You guys, I don't want to end it right there, because I have other things I want to talk about. One is, holy cow, the big tech fascists. What's up with them? What is up with Twitter and Facebook? I feel like, okay, let me tell you what happened to us at SarahACarter.com and at my Facebook page. So we wrote this story straight up. Jenny wrote this story that, and we have a new Jenny. We have two Jennies now, Jenny Tare and Jenny Goldsberry. I'm very excited. We have them both, but they basically, she wrote a story talking about the fact that, did you guys see that weird picture? All of you, the one with the Bidens, and they're sitting with the Carters. And I swear to you, I don't know what is going on in that picture, but I don't believe it. I just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist, but Biden, you just got to look at it. Look it up. Go, the Bidens, the Carters, the picture, right? It was, they took off their masks, but for some reason, the First Lady and President Biden were all masked up outdoors in the beautiful spring air. But when they went inside with like the Carters, who are like in their 90s, they all had their masks off. But the thing is, it's just like everybody was writing about it, about how, you know, it was kind of hypocritical of them. So we just put a quick story together about people's responses to the fact that they weren't wearing their masks. Oh my gosh. Guess what? Facebook went after us. They basically pinged our story as inaccurate and false about like how people are supposed to wear their masks. And nobody even addressed like the weirdness of the picture altogether. I personally thought it was a fake picture because, you know, Biden's kind of frail now. So he looks huge in this picture, right? He looks like a mammoth. And First Lady Carter, she's like so tiny. She looks like she's sitting in a little tiny chair and she's a little tiny doll. And Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, is in a little chair, like a little, and Jill Biden looks huge. Everybody, I mean, it's just the craziest picture. And somebody was trying to say that it was like the lens, that because the lens was so wide that all of a sudden we're supposed to be like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, the wide lens. I've never had that happen in a picture. I never looked like a giant in the picture. And I don't know, right now I'm looking at my video screen and I've been talking a lot and using my hands a lot. And I don't think it's even set up quite right here. So for those of you on YouTube, you're just going to see me looking kind of weird. I don't know. It's like pointing down at me or something. But anyway, so I just look at the picture. Let me know what you think. You know, reach out to me on Twitter if you're not shadow banned. You can, or if you can still see me there, I don't even know if people can still see me there, but you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC, and you can write me there, or, you know, of course, always welcome all your comments on Facebook. I just think it's the weirdest thing that Facebook tried to get rid of that and that they punished us for that. So bizarre. That's not the only thing that's bizarre. Think about what Facebook and Twitter are doing. They actually have been slamming anybody and taking away anybody's right to freely speak by basically suspending them permanently for accounts that repost Trump statements. So any of President Trump's statements from his blog, his new blog, which I'm looking up right now because I want to give you guys the actual website to it, President Trump blog. Let's see what he says. Because I, you know what, at the Sarah Carter Show, we can talk. We can talk about what President Trump is doing. If I can even find the blog site right now, I'm going through everything. It's like they're trying to hide it on Google. I can't even look it up. It's like so crazy. CNET doesn't want me in. Okay, let's look at this. Twitter account sharing posts from Trump's new blog is already banned. I can't even believe this. They're just banning everybody. Okay, look at this. A spokesperson for the social media site. Okay, let's say it's okay. All right. Okay. Rut row. That's what it says. Rut row 404 problem. So anytime I try to click on to President Trump's site from another site, from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Okay, here we go. I love this. From the desk of Donald J. Trump. That's it. So that's where you guys want to go. DonaldJTrump.com. It's from his desk. You look it up. Save America. It's called Save America. I really do think we need some saving right now. Okay, let's see what his last message is. Okay, let's look right here. 10:11 a.m. May 7th. At 6:31 in the morning on November 4th, a dump of 149,772 votes came into the state of Michigan. Biden received 96% of those votes, and the state miraculously went to him. Has the Michigan State Senate started their review of the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 yet? Okay, so every time, so now I'm probably going to be dinged. Anytime somebody, well, former President Donald Trump, even talks about the election, he is literally banned. Like, that is not the job of the media. If he's inaccurate, that our job is to present both sides and explain why he is inaccurate, not to take sides, but to explain why he would be inaccurate. But apparently, we're not even allowed to do that anymore in America. And apparently, another thing we're not allowed to do anymore in America is be a woman that gives birth. Like, I'm totally serious. I can't even believe this. I have to look this way on my other screen because I have it up here. This is so crazy. This is so insane. So insane. I just can't even believe that this is happening in our country now. Like, I don't even know where people are coming from on this. Senator Booker and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley are basically reintroducing the Mommies Act, the Mommies Act, to expand Medicaid coverage for birthing people. It's called the Mommies Act, but they say birthing people. They don't even want us. I had three. I'm a birthing people, I guess. You know what? It's crazy. I had three children. I have six altogether, my husband and I. I've had three of them. I'm not a birthing people. I'm an actual mommy, and I'm a woman, and I'm very proud of being a woman. And no matter how bad, I mean, and I get this, that there's other people in the world that think of themselves differently. That's fine. I'm not there to dispute whatever you think. But you're still a woman. If you give birth to a child, and a child comes out of your womb, no matter how hard you want to be something else or associate with something else, you're still a woman that gave birth. I'm a woman. Now, if you want to call yourself something different, that's fine. But do not call me a birthing people. I am not a birthing people. That's an insult. Don't take that away from me. That is one of the greatest things in the universe, is to have life inside your womb and give birth to that life, to that beautiful child. And women, we are awesome and amazing. Awesome and amazing. There is no shame in being a woman. I am not a birthing people. I am a woman that gave birth to three beautiful children. And I have six beautiful children in my life. It is so bizarro where we are going with this. Birthing people, please. Please stop. Stop. Just stop. You know, where's it going to end? Where's it going to end? Soon we'll be associating ourselves with, like, oh, like Jenny's old professor from Arizona University, or that associated, Jenny Tare, that associated themselves with a hippopotamus. I mean, seriously? Are we going to let, like, the insane rule the world? No matter how bad you want to be a hippopotamus, you're not a hippopotamus. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, let's go to a different subject, because I'm super excited about all of these stories as well. And before I wrap up, I always want to take you to space. I know, I have no space music, so I just space. I'm throwing it out there. So China in space. China in space is always a problem. There's always an issue with China in space. By the way, for those of you who are not watching Netflix Space Force, it is amazing. It makes me, I am like literally on the floor crying whenever I watch it. I'm so mad about COVID because I want a new season. And I love that show. So China in space, apparently the debris from a Chinese rocket could hit Earth this weekend. but no one's clear where it will land, but we're supposed to trust the Chinese that it's not going to land on our heads. That's all. That's it. U.S. Space Command is aware and tracking the location of a Chinese Long March 5B in space, but its exact entry point into Earth's atmosphere cannot be pinpointed until within hours of its re-entry. Like, okay, so if it hits the White House, the Chinese are going to be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was heading in that direction. You know, what do you know? Is this like denial before it gets in? You know, but which it, they said it's expected to come in around May 8th. So until then, the 18th Space Control Squadron, isn't that awesome? Would you want to belong to that? 18th Space Control Squadron will be offering daily updates to the rocket body's location on space-track.org. Space-track.org beginning May 4th. So we can all go on there. We're going to track the Chinese space debris. The 18th SPCS at Vandenberg Air Force Base. That's the 18th Space Control Squadron. By the way, my older half brother Pierre worked at Vandenberg for a long time, retired from there, is tasked with providing 24/7 support for the space surveillance network and tracks more than 27,000 man-made objects in space, the majority of which are all in low Earth orbit. You know, this reminds me of what Rich, you know, who works on the show with me, talked about one day. He said, we are just going to be like trapped in space debris. We are just littering space, littering actually our like around space, around Earth. We're going to be like trapped in here. But apparently it's not enough so that it can't trap the Chinese rocket that is actually heading to us and apparently hopefully will not land on anyone's head. All debris, though, can be potential threats, even though the Chinese say it's not, to spaceflight safety and space domain. And the 18th SPCS delivers frontline space defense and warnings to the global space community. So if it comes down, folks, we've got the 18th SPCS to track it, find it, and hopefully anybody in its vicinity will be aware of, will be aware that it's coming and won't go there, right? We'll just stay out of its way. We'll stay out of the Chinese rocket's way. I want you to hear this clip. This is the White House responding to the Chinese rocket story.
If this rocket does cause some serious damages here on Earth, would the White House enforce China paying some sort of compensation as required by the UN Space Liability Convention?
Well, again, I think we'd, of course, refer to the advice and guidance from U.S. Space Command and Department of Defense and others, but we're not at this point. We are certainly tracking its location through U.S. Space Command, and hopefully that's not the outcome that we are working through.
Yes. We don't know what to say. We don't want to hold China accountable yet. We don't know what's happening. We're tracking it. There she is, Jen, tracking the Chinese rocket. You know, I just love the idea of China. They're so smart. They like play this game of chess, right? They know this. They made a huge mistake, a big boo-boo. And you know what? By the way, they're on the dark side of the moon. Who knows what the heck is going on over there? I don't even want to know, right? Like, maybe it's going to be too late. Maybe they're actually building something crazy on the dark side of the moon. God help us, it doesn't explode the moon, right? Like, it'd be like half of the moon floating off into space. And the Chinese will be like, oh, well, okay, sorry. So sorry about that. You know, we've got to have some control over space. I don't know what it's going to take, but I do know that to get the latest on space, I've got to bring Luis Elizondo back on the show, right? I got to bring him back on the show. We want to hear everything that's happening. Remember all the developments with the unidentified aerial phenomena, those tic-tacs, all the stuff that's going on with that, the developments at the Pentagon and, you know, the alien ships that we've been basically seeing. Nobody is admitting that this is a human technologies, but we have talked about it here on the Sarah Carter Show over and over and over again. And I think that's it. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being a part of this show today. Thank you for everything you do. Remember, you are what makes this show so great. I love reading all of your reviews and your comments. They're wonderful. I had a whole bunch sent to me by email from Rich last week, and I was just moved. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all your great reviews. Thank you for being a part of this show. Remember, here We are always going to find the latest news. We're always going to bring you the truth. That story from California was an exclusive. It's just for you. Remember, you can follow me at Sarah Carter DC on Twitter. That's at Sarah Carter DC on Twitter. And follow me on Rumble, on YouTube, and Spotify, Apple, The Sarah Carter Show. Download it. Leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. I will always be here for you. Thank you again. God bless. We are taking the story back. Today, I'm joined by Rebecca Weber, the CEO of the Association for Mature American Citizens, also known as AMAC. For the upcoming year, what are some of the biggest topics of advocacy for members?
As an organization that represents Americans 50 and over, we recognize that Social Security is such an important component to seniors' income. And so we also recognize that for someone my age, for example, Social Security, I may not see my entire benefit unless something is done soon. So we promise to fight to keep Social Security solvent. We've got what's called the AMAC Social Security Guarantee. Information is found on our website. We're also pushing for transparency in healthcare. We want to eliminate surprise billing. Sarah, another great proposal that we have out there, which has got over 22 co-sponsors now, is AMAC's pro bono healthcare bill, which essentially allows doctors to take a healthcare deduction and provide doctor services to individuals that are currently on Medicaid. We project that it could save billions of dollars in Medicaid, but also it provides for those lower income folks to have and build a real doctor-patient relationship.
Rebecca, thanks so much for being with me today. I'm honored to have you and AMAC as a sponsor for The Sarah Carter Show. For more information, folks, visit amac.us/Carter.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.